Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, I got charged on my credit card. I got charged $58, $59 something with 88 cents, I think, for better improve. I never authorized to be charged. I never called for something. She said that the secretary said that I send in the sweepstakes.
What's your first and last name?
Zev Wurzweger.
Okay, and verify your address.
11 Zanta Road, 201, Monroe, New York, 10950.
Okay, I do have that in front of me. And then I have your, let's see, your phone number. One moment. I'm just comparing the information. Now, the phone number you're calling in from is different from what we have on the file. Do you have an alternate phone number?
It's a cell number.
The number you're calling in from is your cell number?
Yes.
Okay. 845-783-8241. Whose phone number is that?
It's my phone, my regular phone number. My home, home number.
Oh,
that's my home number.
Okay. All right. And let's see. I have your email address. One moment. It's william10950@gmail.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so all the information we have on the account is your information. Looks like you completed you entered in a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and then it also signed you up for a meal plan app. Do you recall doing that?
Pardon?
I said you entered a contest. For Dyson
I give me up the contest. It didn't say that I have to pay $60 for it. Why?
Say that again now.
I just got it on the mail. So I put in I sent the number, but it never said that it's come with a charge of $60. Why?
Yes, it was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. You completed the contest. It also signed you up for the Dyson vacuum, the meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes, tutorials, and things like that.
I never signed for it, and I never asked it, and I don't need it.
Did you enter in a contest, sir? Because all of the information we have on the account is your information.
Because of the contest, but not
right.
to pay money. They didn't ask for money.
Yes, it might have been an oversight, but they actually did.
It's an oversight, but I never authorized money to take money from it. No.
Hold the line for one moment, please.
Okay.
One moment, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much for holding, sir. The agents that you spoke to, did they ask you in reference, did they mention to you about a contest, anything like that? Because they transferred to the fraud department. I'm wondering why they did that, because you already admitted to the Dyson vacuum cleaner. They didn't mention anything about the Dyson vacuum cleaner, any of that?
No.
Do you want to continue with the meal plan app at $20 off?
No.
One moment. Just making sure the account is canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
Cancellation number?
Yes. Okay. The cancellation number is C like Charles 920-709-383. One moment. One moment.
Okay.
Just making sure everything is updated. One moment, please. One moment, almost done. Again, thank you for being patient.
I want to make sure that it's canceled and I'm getting back my money. That's all.
The charge is valid, sir, due to the terms and conditions, what you signed up for. I did refund the charge as a courtesy. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
So you do refund the charges?
I did refund the charge. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. I provided you with your cancellation number, and you're all set. And thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.